Let me talk to the men out there listening real quick. Guys, are you suffering from erectile dysfunction, fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, brain fog, sleep disturbances? Hey, low libido? Ask your girlfriend or wife. She'll let you know if you're suffering from that or not. That's sex drive. If you'll text my name, Clay, in all caps to 601-327-8550, 601-327-8550, Men's Health of Mississippi and the Clay Edwards Show are going to hook you up with a free testosterone screening. They're located in Madison, Mississippi at 120 Fountains Boulevard. You can check them out online, menshealthms.com. But one more time, text my name, all caps, Clay, to 601-327-8550 and get your free testosterone screening scheduled today. Enjoy the rest of this show. Welcome back in to the train wreck. I mean, Clay Edwards Show here on WYAB. A little train wreck radio, as I like to call it every now and then. Man, you guys have helped propel the same to the number one morning talk show in the market. I'm just blown away. Had lunch yesterday with some just great people who gifted me some cool Clay Edwards stuff. A couple Academy Award trophies, a flag with my logo, another cool Statue of Liberty replica. So shout out to my friends Jody and Emily over at Liberty Bell Bonds for lunch yesterday and for the kind gifts. I was always just blown away at the things you guys bestow upon me, like your ears every morning for 2 hours. So thank you so much. And I want to introduce y'all to a old friend of mine, and you just never know who you're going to circle back around in life with, who you're going to meet again in another life. And I've got Cy Parks here in the studio. Cy owns a business out in Madison called The Lost Sock. And as you may imagine, they do it's a laundry business, and they also fold your laundry. And I think, man, you know, one thing I hate doing more than anything, Cy, is folding laundry. Your mic's not on. There you go.
We actually have a service where people will bring in their clothes is already washed at their house, and we just fold it for them. We actually had to do that because we had so many people call and just say, hey, could you just fold the stuff for us, which we're happy to do. We can accommodate. But we can, of course, we wash, dry, and fold the whole thing. We do everything except for breaking into people's houses and put them in their dresser drawers.
So the first question I have, when you tell me that people just drop their laundry off, do you got to fluff it before you fold it? Surely.
We fluff as much as possible. I got a great staff that's pretty much becoming ace fluffers and such. So you know.
So let's rewind. What made you get into this? Because you come from a completely different background, mm-hmm. military, mm-hmm. all kind of stuff. How did you end up getting into? And this isn't dry cleaning, right? This is laundry.
No, yeah, this is absolutely just with, if dry cleaning was like your very uptight dad in a suit and tie, we'd be like the drunk uncle you see once a year, pretty much. So it's completely different.
I'm the drunk uncle, by the way, in the family. Except I don't have any nephews or nieces, but I'm that guy in the family. I'm the Facebook conspiracy theorist, all that.
Yeah, no, we take care of people, which is the stuff that people use every day. And you know, like you said, completely background. I didn't go to college. I didn't go to business school. You know,
me either.
Yeah, and my dad, one of the greatest people I ever knew, who's passed. He failed a lot of businesses. So about, I'd say a little over 12 years ago, my wife and I were just trying to bounce ideas off of her. My wife Natalie, who's just been there every step away with me, love her to death, and.
I don't know which one of y'all I've known longer. Y'all are like two people I think I met probably the same time at Buffalo Wild Wings in Ridgeland.
Probably. We're probably neck and neck with there, you know. Amazingly, her and I took a while meeting each other. We ran the same group for a while, but that's a whole different story. She's listening right now. I don't want to embarrass her too much. But
Good morning.
we came up with the idea, and I just kind of – I started at the time researching it, and I realized that, you know, everything was trending away from – now, look, I'm not going to say anything bad about dry cleaners. I've had some owners like Carl at O-Town. He's been great to us and stuff. Stuff was trending away. Work environments are not so dressed up and stuff. And people –
Everything's more casual.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sure. And, you know, people want me to – and, look, I go by the feeling that I'm a parent, you're a parent, you got parents listening. We're in such competition – for our kids' attention these days with social media and cell phones. Like, literally every day, you almost – now, granted, when our son went back to school after spring break, my wife and I may have done like half a cartwheel or something like that, not a full cartwheel, because but we joke about it, but you want time with your kids, and if we can help families actually cut out what is one of the most time-consuming chores ever, to where they can just drop it off to us, let us handle it, as our motto is, let us lighten your load, let us handle it for them, that way they get home and they can have those times that you actually really need. The families don't have anymore. You know?
Well, so I spent the whole first hour of the show talking about women's athletics, and then it kind of devolved and or evolved into talking about high school athletics, girls softball, stuff of that nature. To that point, when you play high-end competitive high school sports or travel ball, all that, I'm sure there's some people out there now rolling their eyes like, oh, yeah, why don't you just make the kids do the laundry like I had to do when I was that age. Wait, I don't argue that, but neither here nor there. When you're super busy, the kids super engaged, they got class, they got school, they've got practice, they've got games, you got time on the road to do games. If you can drop that off as a parent and say, okay, just for whatever reason, I'm not making my kid do laundry. It is what it is. You know, I'm not going to make them, but we're going to drop it off. First off, I want it done right. You know,
yeah.
So, you know, I want it done right. I don't want the stuff that don't need to be shrunk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so on and so forth. I want it folded properly. Mm-hmm. This seems like a great way to help expedite stuff. Especially if you live out in Madison, you drop it off after, say, you drop the kids off in the morning. I don't know what the turnaround time. What is the turnaround time?
It's 48 hours or less. And of course, we just opened. Coincidentally, on April Fool's Day, was the first day opened. The crew have got. The five staff members that we have, the oldest one's 19, and they are great. They are really awesome, and they've all, and let me give my shouts out to Matt and Hallie and Kyle, excuse me, and Ava and Kate. That they have all been so great as far as learning, but you brought up a great point doing it right. That was my number one idea, because if you say laundry to people, they envision house clean ladies in hotels with sheets that smell like burnt carpet pretty much. Well, we invested in some Speed Queen commercial washers and dryers, which Speed Queen's very proud of.
I was going to ask you about all that.
They average between like 15, 20 grand a piece. And we had to invest a lot of money in that. But those machines literally, they kind of scare me, almost like AI, man. Like you put clothes in there and they have a sanitation process. But we go through, we don't use detergents like wholesale. We use the same grade detergents people use at home. Tide, Snuggle, stuff like that. So
the good soft stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And so every time people get our custom tote bags that we give them their clothes back in when they go home, they're going to open those bags up and it's going to smell like they do their clothes at home, and it's going to be folded properly. So that was I had to make sure that I could do the laundry as people do it at their house.
You know, that's something I did not take into consideration. I knew that once we got somebody in here who's a professional at doing stuff, that's why I like talking to business owners. Mm-hmm. I don't really care what it is. I like, you know, learning about a new business. And you hit a great point there talking about we want it to smell like at home. That is something we take for granted.
Oh, yeah.
So can people request, like if they're used to using whatever laundry detergent at home, like, hey, mm-hmm. I want this. This is the smell I prefer. Mm-hmm. Does they have the option? They're not forced to go with what Cy wants them to go with?
Mm-hmm. Actually, yeah. We actually have dyeless and scent-free detergents because if people are allergic to detergent, it means they're allergic to dye.
Mm-hmm.
You said before you were a nerd. I'm a huge nerd, and I spent almost a year literally researching fibers and detergents. People are like, how did you do that? I said, internet. And
get passionate.
Yeah, I do, because, I mean, it really is cool. Like, I'm a human fly. I'm sitting there sorting clothes. I can just feel fabric and figure out how it needs to be washed. But to answer your question...
You jump down a YouTube rabbit hole, and the next thing you know, you're an expert.
Dude, it's not exactly a thing you bring up cocktail parties, but I don't go to cocktail parties, so everything works out. People can... when I train my staff, I pretty much tell them, as cheesy it may sound, to think of our whole process of washing, drying, folding, almost like baking a cake. And the first step is washing, and that's the recipe. And so each load, every household brings their clothes in. They are not mixed together. No household's clothes are mixed with somebody else's clothes. They're put in the same. They're put in a washer. But the recipe is how much detergent they want, how much softener. We ask people that. We're like, do you want a lot of softener in it? And we tell people stuff they may not know. Like, for instance, you never should use fabric softener in your comforters. A lot of people don't know that. But it breaks down those comforters' fabrics.
I learned that the hard way recently.
Yeah.
I bought a new comforter,
mm-hmm.
and we washed it, and then we dried it, and I put fabric softener in everything. And it came out, and it was all matted and crunchy feeling.
And you were lucky to get it out, because most people come to us and say, my washer is broke. I said, you probably put a comforter in it, because residential washers are not meant to have comforters. And there's no more Maytag, man. If your washer breaks, you got to go buy a new washer. I mean, that's it.
I'm lucky. I got a guy, shout out Matt Phillips. I do have a good Maytag man, so to say. Mm-hmm. But you're right. Most people don't.
Yeah.
And when they do, it takes a month to get them over because nobody does it anymore.
It's like
and,
a TV. You break your TV, go buy a new TV pretty much.
They've gotten cheap enough, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm glad you brought that you brought up about the comforters, not to interrupt your train of thought, but that just got me to thinking. I got to buy a new comforter now because, like I said, it's like it's crunchy. Mm-hmm. That's so weird. Like you can squish it. It's one of those double down comforters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we threw it in the washer and then the dryer and it came out like. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what is going on here? This is so weird. And it matted up and stuff. I'm like, I just paid $100 for this comforter.
Which we actually line dry all of our comforters. So when somebody brings a comforter in, they're going to get it back. There's not going to be any wrinkles in it. And people are like, how did you do that? I said, well, we line dry it with the fan system, so we can fix that.
Let's take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about, I just want to keep hearing about it, but I have some questions about, you know, turnover times and like how fast stuff goes. I'm just got some curiosity questions. We're with Cy Parks. He's owner of the Lost Sock. They're a full service laundry business. They're not dry cleaning. You need your laundry properly done and folded, ready for you to throw in the drawers. Consider the Lost Sock, located right there on Highway 51. Is it 51 North and?
Yeah, it's 51. It's the old Walgreens location across from the big Kroger on 51. It's just been renovated. If people pass by there, they've noticed it. It's a white building right there, but it's 1089 Highway 51 North, Madison, Mississippi is the address.
And they're on Facebook at The Lost Sock. We'll be right back on The Clay Edwards Show. Welcome back into The Clay Edwards Show. We're here live on 103.9 FM WYAB. This hour is brought to you by The Lost Sock out there in Madison, Mississippi. They are a full service laundry. How do you say it? It's a laundry and laundry folding. What's the proper?
Wash, dry, and fold.
Wash, dry, fold.
Yeah, wash, dry, fold. Yeah.
So we've been sitting here talking with Cy. During the break, we, and if you're just tuning in, they're located on the corner of US, where they're located at 1089 Highway 51 North in the old Walgreens building right across from the Super Kroger there in Madison. The easiest way to tell you, they renovated that old Walgreens into a kind of a strip mall. It's a little Caesars in there too, right?
Yeah, right next to us, actually.
Yeah, so drop it off, get some pizza, and head to the house.
Yeah.
So one of the things that me and my girlfriend were talking last night, you know, kind of working through this, she was like, well, like her oldest son, she said he would absolutely use this. Like, you know, just think, you know, young college guy. Mm-hmm. I could definitely see where that demographic is going to wrap their arms around this because they don't want to or know how to or have the ability to do laundry. And you're saying, well, your actual target demo is people who have washers and dryers and families. And mm-hmm. you try to sell it on spend more time with your family. Let us do the laundry.
Absolutely. I mean,
can you think you've been married a while?
Yeah.
How many arguments have y'all had about laundry?
A few, actually. We are just like every other family. There was times where I did not see the floor of our bedroom for about 2 or 3 months because it was closed everywhere. And
being busy and it being life. You know, just imagine the ability just to scoop all that up, throw it in some garbage bags or whatever, mm-hmm. hampers, and take it to somebody and not have to let a stranger in your house to help clean. And, mm-hmm. and there's just so many. Look, I love the maid services. I don't use one, but. I support them. I think they're great. But sometimes you just don't want to let a stranger in your house. Mm-hmm. Maybe you got dogs, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. To be able to just pick all this stuff up, drop it off, and not for dry cleaning again, mm-hmm. for laundry.
And we try to make people feel comfortable when they walk in. If people go to our Facebook page and look and see what our lobby looks like, there's actually a method to the madness, so to speak. First of all, my wife did a great job. She pretty much designed the entire look. We have granite countertops, hardwood floors. It's got a very, as you were saying in the break, it's got a very rustic Mississippi feel to it. I wanted to intentionally make sure that our clients could not see any sort of sorting area. They could not see the machinery or anything, no stainless steel whatsoever, because I didn't want them to feel like they walked into a laundromat, which is what we've had a lot. We've had people actually walk in and walk out because they thought they walked into a boutique or something. Because
it looks like a cross between a boutique and the Dewdrop Inn up in Clarksdale.
Yeah, because I mean, it's
got a bluesy Southern Delta vibe to it.
If people walk in, the second you bring, because a lot of people that walk in either are past clients or they've never had an experience like coming to someplace like us for, once you make them feel comfortable, the blood pressure drops. They're not freaked out by the fact that somebody's going to be touching their non-mentionables, so to speak, you know. It's stuff that the dry cleaners don't see. And as soon as you get them relaxed and make them comfortable, then all of a sudden they're like, okay. And then they don't feel so weird about it.
Well, you know? we're going to mention the non-mentionables because this was kind of the conversation that I had and I imagine other people are having. You know, like, as a guy, I don't care. You touch my boxers. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. Good on you.
Yeah.
I hope you're wearing gloves. Yeah. You know, women, you know, they got their panties and bras and, you know, their personal stuff. And I can see them being a little more insecure about dropping that kind of stuff off and somebody else folding them and, you know, like, well, she wears these, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think the best way I can say it is when you've done it as long as I have, and this is, 6 years now doing it.
You've seen it all.
After a while, you literally are just sitting there sorting, and we have these big stainless steel tables. And my staff and myself, you're not even doing – it's just so routine that you're – you know, I mean, because I've got everything set up for my staff in the back to where, I get, you know, they're watching Netflix, they listen to the radios, whatever, and they're just, you know, like a world-old machine, and we're not going to stop to see if somebody's got a – you know, Victoria's Secret or Faded, I don't know if they do Faded Glory underwear or not.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, that or, you know, it's not like there's a picture attached.
No, we just,
yeah. Like you don't even know who it belongs to.
Yeah, and also people need to know that when they pick their freshly done laundry from us, we have these custom Big Blue, which is our company colors, tote bags that you cannot see inside of. I did that intentionally because nobody wants to walk out of some place. Now, dry cleaners, now of course, they're always see-through bags when people walk out of the dry cleaners. Nobody cares if somebody sees their suit and tie. They actually want them to see their suit and tie. Nobody wants to have the public see their fresh laundry.
Oh, yeah. If you ever catch me walking out the dry cleaners with a suit, I'm peacocking.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, look at me. I mean, I'm wearing shorts and flip-flops right now. You catch me in a suit, I'm peacocking.
I got the expendable income rolling in this month, so I can do stuff like that.
Yeah.
But when they, and those bags are for them to keep, and a lot of our clients will take them home and just use those bags for hampers because they get a fresh bag every time they come and drop in back and forth. And I say client intentionally because I tell my staff all the time, and they get very annoyed with me, but it is what it is, that the word customer is out of their vocabulary, man. Customers go to the gas station, get a Snickers bar, they leave, you never see them again. A client comes back. That's the big difference. And I want clients, not customers. And that's why I hope that we've really pushed that with our clients, that we want them to come back.
So let's ask this, and I want to get into the history of this too, but like people are probably wondering right now, Clay, Si, this is probably really expensive. It's in Madison. I can't afford this. What did it run on average to get a load of laundry done?
The average, a little over $20, to be honest with you. We charge $1.50 per pound. Now, laundry, shirts, jeans, your towels and stuff, shorts, all that kind of stuff, it's all $1.50 a pound. The comforters are priced per the size.
Yeah,
King is 35, Queen's 32, Twin is 30. Now, I want to say that the competition, other places all around the country, this state as well, we're like $20, $25 cheaper. We have a quicker turnaround. And I very much enjoy – I know there are other companies out there that do what we do, and I welcome the competition, but – that's the great thing about capitalism, you know. But the competition drives me, and as I told Matt, who is probably my right hand man right now, he's been with us since the last location. That I didn't go to school. I'm not the smartest person in the world. I don't have a business degree. But you're not going to outwork me. I'm going to outwork my tail off. And so that's what I tell my clients is that look, we're going to be here for a while. And if other people want to do what we do, that's great. I think that's great for the economy. It's great for everyone. I want everybody to be successful, man. I'm not somebody that just wants it all. I'm not Scarface, dude. I mean, I want everybody to be successful.
Same here. If it's like on radio, I have friends that have gone and started radio shows since I have. One of them's on in the same time slot. I root for that guy.
Yeah, man.
I mean, if I lose listeners to somebody else, that's something I did.
Yeah.
It's not because you took anything from me. I think there's enough business out there for everybody. There's, you know, a couple hundred thousand people live around here. there's enough business for everybody if we're doing our jobs right.
We're too old to hate, man.
We absolutely are. So we got a few minutes here before we got to take a break. Let's get into the history of the Lost Sock, because I've known about this for a while. I know you started this a while back. You know, you had to close the first one down for reasons that were kind of out of your control.
Not business related at all. Mm-hmm. We but even though we just were tucked away, nobody could really find us, and we there was just a lapse, so to speak, between getting a new lease, and we just decided, you know, we're going to take our chances. Gluckstadt had just become a city. There were a lot of changes going on, and we felt, you know, we're going to see if we can just make a move, and we did.
Well, a lot of times I say, due to circumstances beyond our control, and that's a vague way of saying we went out of business, but that's actually what happened with you guys. It was circumstances beyond your control. You took some time off. How long did you take off?
It was close to 2 years.
Two years.
And dude, I was down. I'm not embarrassed to say it. I was down. And then out of the blue, one of the assistants for Mayor Mary in Madison contacted us and said that she'd actually had clients of ours call Mayor Mary's office and say, look, there's this business that's family owned. Can you help them out? They're trying to, because we were looking for locations and everything was just, we couldn't afford it. It was all priced for like franchise. We just couldn't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And we crossed paths. She put us in touch with Bridgeport Rutledge. I want to give him a shout out, not because he's my landlord, but also because he is probably one of the best genuine businessmen I've ever met in my life.
Who is that?
Bridgeport Rutledge. He is in the commercial real estate business, and he contacted us. He just purchased the building. He wanted a local place. We hashed out the details, and he's been great. And that's how we ended up in Madison, and I cannot express in words how thankful we are for our clients, that the ones that are coming back, because we're just steadily getting them back. They were rooting for us, man. I mean, you know, I try to get too emotional, but when I think about all the emails we were sent by our clients saying, God, we hope y'all hurry up and get back, you know, it really motivates you to get up in the morning, man.
I think it's, you know, look, you listen to this radio show. Thank you, by the way.
Yes, sir.
You trust this station to help advertise this, and we that goes a long way with us. You know, we support small businesses. Small businesses support us. I mean, don't get me wrong. We have some big clients as well. But I, as a former, I'm a small business owner now. This is I'm an independent contractor. I'm a small business owner. Between this, what I do with social media, all that, ad sales, et cetera, et cetera. I just don't have a brick and mortar location, but I am a small business. So I'm very driven to help other small businesses. It's something I find passion in. I don't have a problem with big, successful capitalist chains. I'm all for it. You know, I've got some friends. I got one of my best friends owns a huge chain of a national brand, and I'm very happy for them. But it's still locally owned. They just have that franchising of that national brand.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something special to me about a one-off mom-and-pop location, and it's passion, and it's people supporting their neighbors. That means something.
It does.
And we got to get back to that. We got to get back to community. You know, what's something we talk a lot about here is cancel culture and creating a parallel economy. Where we're kind of cancel proof.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, so what? You don't like my opinions. I don't like yours, but it don't mean I can't do business with you.
Yeah.
You know, but get back to supporting. You support your neighbors. You go to church in the community. You live in the community. You spend money in the community, and that's how we build community. Not to get on a soapbox here. Supporting one another like this, and you know, maybe you're thinking, well, you know what? I never thought I needed somebody to do and fold my laundry. Try it once, you know, if it's within your budget. And who knows, maybe you end up saying, you know, I was able to take that time to go out to dinner with the family, you know, spend some time with my kid, go to my kid's game, spend some time with my wife or husband.
Sit around the dinner table.
Yeah, sit around the dinner table, not trying to squeeze in laundry in between. Mm-hmm. Now, look, I live by myself. Laundry is an easy chore for me. I do laundry twice a week, you know, unless something drastic happens. It's not an issue for me as a single, you know, I'm not single, but I live solo. But man, you get 2, 3, 4 people in the house. It is a chore. I mean, like to go back to my girlfriend, talking to her and her two sons, 3 people, you know, two young dudes in the house and a female. That's a lot of laundry that piles up quick, and it becomes all consuming after work.
Did you mention that she had a son in school? Is that what you said earlier?
No, she has a college-age son.
Well, yeah, if there is anybody out there, by the way, I just want to mention that we do offer gift cards and the rechargeable, And we have a special that's going to start next month. Even though it's going to be summertime, when people have kids going off to college, they don't miss whatever, we're going to let them come in and buy a gift card. That way they can hand it to their college kid, student, their college kid, and say, look, go have fun at school, but when you come back to visit, take your butt to the lost sock first, drop off that dirty laundry, and the parents can actually go online and recharge those cards as the kids come in town. They drop it off, and we'll even work out a deal where we can have that laundry ready when the kids head back after the weekend, go back to school. We can do that for them.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of apartments in Madison County. They just built that huge complex up there on the other side of Gluckstadt. Mm-hmm. If you live up that way, do you want to spend your time sitting in the laundromat there? Do you want to drop it off? Yeah. I mean, I know everybody's budget's different. I don't want to count your money for you. But my time is more valuable than having to sit in front of the laundry and then having to worry if somebody's going to steal my laundry and all that. Let's say we got a call here on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Hey, you're on there. You got a question for... Nope, they hung up. Thought somebody may have a question for you. Like, well, that's cool.
They thought I was interesting, but they said, no, I forget
it. Well, most people don't understand the whole process here is what it is. Let's take our last commercial break, come back, close out the day with Cy Parks of the Lost Sock. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. We have got a guest here in the studio. This hour is presented by our guest, the Last Sock. They're a wash, dry, fold. Am I saying it right?
Yes, wash, dry, and fold.
Wash, dry, and fold facility. Basically, they're going to do your laundry for you. They're not a dry cleaning facility. These guys, you know, imagine a laundry facility versus a dry cleaning facility in 2024. A full service laundry business, it's kind of like Netflix. They're an interrupter, a disruptor, and dry cleaning's kind of like Blockbuster. There's still a need for it. There's still people that get up and wear suits and ties every day. Still like they're just like there's people without high speed internet that have to rent DVDs. Maybe a better example is Redbox. And most jobs now are casual. Outside of, you know, certain careers, you don't have to wear suits. You don't have to wear pants suits. You don't have to wear starch dresses. You brought up a great point during the break about starch in Mississippi. It's like, man, it is. You don't need starch in Mississippi. It's 110 degrees here half the year. You don't need an extra layer of clothing on. Same way. So, I'm not wearing one today, but, like, during the winter months, I don't wear, like, Under Armour polos or athletic, you know, type polos because the static. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't get it out. Even with the fabric soft, I'm still going to have static in those shirts no matter what, unless I wear a t-shirt under it. Anyway, but during the summer, I wear them all. It's pretty much all you'll see me with because I'm not going to wear a t-shirt because of the sweat. Mm-hmm. I sweat a lot. But yeah, so the heat, the humidity knocks that static right out of anything you're going to wear. I want to circle back to one more thing real quick. The comforters. I think that is a huge selling point because maybe somebody's like, I'm going to do my own laundry. It is what it is. I just wasted $150 on a comforter set. Mm-hmm. And because I didn't get it cleaned by a professional, I thought I could just wash it. Mm-hmm. So that $30, whatever, mine's a king size. So whatever, however much that would have been.
Yep, 35.
A good investment. Mm-hmm. A good investment. So I'm definitely going to keep you in mind for that. Mother's Day?
Yeah,
and the specials going
on. And before I want to go to Mother's Day, I want to say that with the comforters, a lot of people, when they get sick and they lay in bed sick for like 2 or 3 days, everybody goes back, at least they should, washes their sheets and pillowcases. But a lot of people don't wash their comforters. And then they're like, man, I'm still sick. And it's because they didn't wash their comforters. And the reason we line dry comforters is a lot of people that are listening probably have washed their comforters at home. They've put it on their bed a little too early. And there's always a little bit of moisture left in it, and that moisture is going to seep down into the thicker seams that are used to knit the comforter together, and it's going to create a bad smell. That's why people, like 3 days
mold.
After washing, yeah, they're like, what's this funk that I'm smelling every morning? That's why we line dry all the comforters. We make sure all the moisture's out of it, and you have no idea how many people will just deer in the headlight looks when I ask them, last time you were sick, did you wash the comforter? And they're like, crap, no. It's like, well, that's why. I mean, it's just as important as the sheets. But yeah, Mother's Day, we're teaming up with...
Well, then think about the moisture in there, and that can create allergy issues, sinus problems,
People haven't... There's so much stuff. We want to do that for our clients. We don't want our clients to worry about whether or not they're going to have a sick kid again. Nothing worse than a sick kid.
Hey, one more question before you talk about Mother's Day. Sure. Jason asked on the Guns and Gear text line, do y'all offer a pickup and delivery or is it all drop off?
It is not pickup and delivery yet. We do have curbside. And we use the Square system, which is so streamlined for our clients. You can walk in out of there, be gone in 15 seconds. What essentially happens is, whether it's curbside and we come out and get it for you. Now, my staff knows this. We always carry the done laundry out to our clients' vehicles. Yeah. That's a huge thing for me. I don't want our clients
because it's prepaid, right?
Yeah, yes, exactly. But not so much. I don't want our clients carrying the bags out to their car. I got a servant's heart, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, we want to go out there and carry that for them. But when the client drops off, they just drop off comforter, whatever. We weigh it. We do all that. All we have to do is get their phone number.
Sorry, we got about 10 seconds left, bro. Tell people where to find you.
1089 Highway 51 North. Our phone number is 601-709-7028. Or go to Facebook. Go to The Lost Sock. They can find us there.
You'll be hearing a lot more about him here on WYB. Si, thank you, brother.
Thank you.